evening. I would like to call this evening's Tuesday, June 5th, 2018, adjourned September meeting to order. Roll call, please.
Ms. Kulick?
Here.
Mr. Davidson?
Yes.
Ms. Flowers?
Present.
Mr. Giles? Ms. Gilmore?
Here.
Mr. Greider?
Here.
Ms. Hendricks?
Here.
Mr. Kellogg?
Yes.
Mr. Prochaska?
Here.
Mr. Purcell?
Present.
You have a quorum.
Thank you. With a quorum being present, may I have a motion to approve the agenda as written?
Second.
As written, with the exception of, I'm going to remove Dr. Ken Kavanaugh from the appointments, as he's going to serve out his term, but he's not going to be, he doesn't want to be reappointed.
Well, that's an important board, too.
It is. Twice a year. It's a very important board. Dr. Tokars will
so
tell you about.
So that was Kulick.
Kulick and Prochaska. Oh, sorry, Gilmore.
I have several.
Gilmore. Yeah. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Thank you. Special recognition.
We didn't do approval of the previous month.
Apologies.
Done.
May I have a motion to approve the minutes as written from the previous month?
So vote.
I called that vote.
Second.
Motion by Kulick, seconded by Gilmore. Any discussion? All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Do I need to do the agenda again then, since I went over?
No.
Right. Good. Special recognition. I'd like to recognize Dr. Tokars, if you want to. Did you want to say a couple of things, or do you want me just to mention the? Okay, we are talking about doing a joint meeting on July 17th in the evening with the health board, and the topic is opioids. We have the director of Midwestern director, is it, of the?
Midwestern director of the federal health
agency. Yeah, of the HHS, and he will be coming to speak to us. And so I wanted to just to put that on everybody's calendar and radar. It'll be at 6 p.m. at the HHS building.
17th is what?
It's a board meeting. It's that morning, so it's the same day.
It's a Tuesday.
Tuesday, yeah. So I wanted to mention that. Was there anything else that we need to? Okay. Thank you. All right. Citizens to be heard. The record show there's no one. Any need for executive session?
No, sir.
None. Old business. New business. May I have a motion to approve the Chicago HIDTA Security Officer and Facility Manager Service Contract with Kendall County as a fiduciary agent effective June 19, 2018
Second.
Through June 18, 2019 in the amount of $61,800. Motion made by John Purcell, seconded by Liz Flowers. Any discussion? Roll call.
Ms. Kulick?
Yes.
Mr. Davidson?
Yes.
Ms. Flowers?
Aye.
Ms. Gilmore?
Yes.
Mr. Greider?
Yes.
Ms. Hendricks?
Yes.
Mr. Kellogg?
Yes.
Mr. Prochaska?
Yes.
Mr. Purcell?
Aye.
Thank you. Standing committee reports, planning, building, and zoning. Mr. Davidson.
Yes, I'd like to make a motion to approve the annual facility inspection report for the NPDES permit for stormwater discharge from separated storm sewer systems, basically an MS4 form.
Second.
Motion by Davidson, second by Purcell. Any discussion?
This is done annually. This is something that we have to do.
Same fee as before.
Huh?
Same fee as before, roughly.
Yeah, same. Okay. Just copy it out. And
call the question, please.
All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Thank you. Motion carries unanimously.
I'd like to make a motion to approve the intergovernmental agreement between the Village of Platteville and the County of Kendall to administrate the county ordinance for zoning, building code, subdivision control, comprehensive plan, and stormwater management within the jurisdiction of the Village of Platteville for the term of 1 year in the amount of $1 plus associated costs paid by the village to the County of Kendall.
Second.
Motion by Davidson, seconded by Hendricks. Roll call, please.
That's just an extension.
I'm sorry. Ms. Flowers.
What now?
Is that also an extension of what we already had in place with them?
Yeah, it's okay. Still the same.
Thank you.
Mr. Prochaska?
There has been
Is there any, has Platteville's insurance company said that they will defend us at a?
We worked it out.
All right.
Yeah, they didn't all get their insurance.
We can work it out.
Yeah, it wasn't Platteville, it was Barkin.
By me.
Roll call.
Mr. Davidson?
Yes.
Ms. Flowers?
Aye.
Ms. Gilmore?
Yes.
Mr. Greider?
Yes.
Ms. Hendricks?
Yes.
Mr. Kellogg?
Yes.
Mr. Prochaska?
Yes.
Mr. Purcell?
No.
Ms. Kulik?
Yes.
Thank you, Finance Committee, Ms. Kulik.
All right, I will make a motion to approve claims in the amount not to exceed $802,283.31, and credit drawers in the amount not to exceed $1,563.24.
Second.
Motion by Kulik, seconded by Hendricks. Any discussion? Roll call.
Ms. Flowers?
Aye.
Ms. Gilmore?
Yes.
Mr. Greider?
Yes.
Ms. Hendricks?
Yes.
Mr. Kellogg?
Yes.
Mr. Prochaska?
Yes.
Mr. Purcell?
Aye.
Ms. Kulik?
Yes.
Mr. Davidson?
Yes.
Thank you. Motion carries unanimously. For the purposes of this item, Member Purcell has notified me that he will abstain from this and be treated under our rules of order as though he is not present.
That said, I'd like to make a motion to approve coroner claims in the amount not to exceed $1,978.56.
Second.
Motion by Kulik, seconded by Flowers. Any discussion? Roll call.
Ms. Gilmore?
Yes.
Mr. Greider?
Yes.
Ms. Hendricks?
Yes.
Mr. Kellogg?
Yes.
Mr. Prochaska?
Yes.
Ms. Kulik?
Yes.
Mr. Davidson?
Yes.
Ms. Flowers?
Aye.
Thank you. All ayes.
No, you enjoy this too.
All right, I'd like to make a motion to approve NACO membership invoice in the amount of $1,104.
Second.
Motion by Kulik, seconded by Hendricks. Any discussion? Mr. Davidson?
What do they do for us?
It's a fair question.
Tell me what they do for us except $1,104 every year.
I'm not the one to answer.
Well, I know a little bit.
Ms. Gilmore?
I'm not exactly sure how it works, but they do provide for some insurance. It's not insurance, but it's prescription help.
It's your prescription drug program cards that you get for the residents. That's the NACO agreement.
Okay. And the residents have saved tens of thousands of dollars
on that.
Yeah. This one to me is reasonable. Next one.
Ms. Prochaska. Mr. Prochaska. Sorry.
Thank you. Mr. Chairman, as Member Gilmore said, and along with Ms. Johnson, that we do get the benefits of having the NACO drug prescription drug discount card and the dental discount card. In addition, we also gain access to the Nationwide Deferred Compensation Program, which is sponsored by NACO, and which many of our employees do participate in. And in addition, we also gain access to the U.S. Communities Purchasing Program, should we ever decide to use it.
I was going to say,
you really should have stopped
where
you were.
You did fine.
I feel a train coming.
Call the question.
Too soon?
Choo-choo. Roll call. If I had that last one off, I would have been a yes.
Mr. Greider.
Oh, yes.
Ms. Hendricks.
Yes.
Mr. Kellogg.
Definitely.
A yes?
Yeah, definitely a yes. Sorry.
Mr. Prochaska?
Aye.
Mr. Purcell?
Aye.
Ms. Kulik?
Yes.
Oh. Mr. Davidson?
Yes.
Ms. Flowers?
Aye.
Ms. Gilmore?
Yes.
All ayes. Thank you.
Aye, aye.
Okay, right. Now I'd like to make a motion to rescind approval of membership renewal with Metro Counties in an amount not to exceed $2,500 from June 20th, 2017.
Second.
Motion by Kulik, seconded by Prochaska. Discussion.
Why are we rescinding our membership?
Ms. Flowers. Mr. Prochaska.
Metro Counties was an association that has been around since the 90s. We approved rejoining that association in 2017. We had budgeted dues for it this coming year. However, Metro Counties has kind of fallen by the wayside, and I think it will continue to fall by the wayside. Membership is down to basically us, Tazewell, and St. Clair. And There is currently no executive director, and I don't see the association reforming.
Call a question.
We'll call.
Ms. Hendricks?
Aye.
Mr. Kellogg?
Yes.
Mr. Prochaska?
Yes.
Purcell?
Yes.
Ms. Kulik?
Yes.
Mr. Davidson?
Yes.
Ms. Flowers?
Aye.
Ms. Gilmore?
Yes.
Mr. Greider?
Yes.
Here's the other shoe, though.
Yeah, I was going to say, this is the reason why.
I know.
Okay. So I'd like to make a motion for approval of the expenditure of expenses not to exceed $7,871 for Illinois State Association of Counties, consisting of $2,868 for Cook and Collar County Caucus, $4,015 for Large County Board Caucus, and $988 for General Illinois State Association of Counties dues.
Second.
Motion by Kulik, seconded by Hendricks.
I have a point of order before we discuss
you
it.
May.
So at the Finance Committee, the consisting of $2,868 was $2,295. That was forwarded to the board. I don't know where the $2,868 came from. To me, that's an important difference. Mm-hmm.
2,900 and what?
2,000 at the Finance Committee. I have the agenda here. It was $2,295 instead of the $2,868. The other two numbers, the 4,015 and the 988, were the same. Mm-hmm. But the total was 7,298, not 7,871. So I don't know why that's changed, and it sure wasn't from a Finance Committee recommendation, nor did anyone discuss that with myself.
We got that from Scott.
Well, where
Patrice,
is he
do you know?
That? It's not here.
Any idea? Mr. Prochaska? Does it need to be that amount?
Yeah. I believe the issue came from the fact that Mr. Healy's original spreadsheet that he had provided us, Mr. Healy being the person pushing this new association from DuPage County, had an error in calculation.
Great.
And it was the higher amount, which was the corrected error of calculation, which we were provided on Thursday.
We had a meeting Thursday. Wasn't discussing the meeting.
No, it wasn't Thursday.
Didn't we meet Thursday? Yeah, we met Thursday. We met Thursday before Carol.
I can't answer.
Oh, hold on.
Yeah, that's when we met, Thursday. And Kevin was gone Friday, so he sure didn't find it Friday. Or was it the Thursday before?
It was the Thursday before.
And he found it out last Thursday?
Yes.
Huh. Well.
We did not meet on the 31st for finance. We did have something. There was the ISACL meeting.
So what other erroneous information is he telling us? Not our administrator, but the guy pushing this.
That was I would put down to a Scrivener's error.
Is that like that Oxford comma?
That was based on population, wasn't it?
It was based on, there's a formula based on population.
Okay.
And we're bigger than they thought?
he input it.
So that part,
go up, I guess.
I don't, okay, if that's what it is, I'm not excited about that. Here's what I'm gonna say, we discussed this quite a bit. I'm not real excited about this, but I'd go along with even though the 2868 is a little more than we talked about. I don't know what we have budget on. That's the issue. I don't know if we have any of this budget, but we just came up with $2,500 from the prior one that we rescinded. And I'd go along with the 988. I'm not excited about doing the whole 4,015. We come and these groups come and go. They come and go. And I just... The previous one's a perfect example. We voted last year to put money into it. We didn't do anything with it. So I'm okay with giving a little bit of the money, but not the full amount. That's just my opinion.
Well, I've got some concerns about this as well for a variety of reasons. But what I do like about it is what their intent, from everything that I've heard, is to have a group that's similar to the Illinois Municipal League, but for counties. And I have seen, and we have seen, you know, numerous scenarios where cities are able to exempt themselves from the state, and counties get socked with it. So if it turns out that this is really, you know, what this is going to be, and we are going to get buy-in from, you know, around the state, then it makes sense. To your point, you know, we've seen that with other groups, and UCCI, for example, has 60-some members?
68.
68 members, which is more than half of the counties in the state. To me, you know, I don't know why we couldn't use that organization to push and to create this. Well, I do know why, because there are certain members that aren't real happy about that is from what I've gathered. So, I could go either way, I suppose, on the large county caucus. I do think that it's probably important for us to join the Cook and the Collar County caucus for a number of reasons. We're part of that region now, and it's part of the CMAP group. It's the lesser amount too. It's 2868, and that group has more than half of the votes, I think, as well on this board. So I get your point. I can kind of I kind of see the point. Do we want to jump right away with the large county caucus? I'd be open to listening to other points of view, Ms. Hendricks, and then Mr. Chastain, and then Ms. Gilmore.
I'm not entirely sure if this is going to work or not, but I don't want to not have a seat at the table. And I don't think that we can afford it at this price particularly to skip that and not be there. This isn't hugely expensive given what it might cost us if we are not there. I think what it'll cost us will be a lot more. I have a feeling this one's going to fly. And if it does, we can't not be on the plane.
All right. Well said. Mr. Pajeska?
As you know, Mr. Chairman, and as many members of this board know, I've been skeptical of this association. Some of my concerns have been dealt with slightly, based on conversations that I've had with some of my colleagues downstate and some of the board of directors of this association. I did talk to Mr. Healy, who is going to be the vice president of the association. Deb Sims of Cook will be its president.
Have they said who the executive director will be?
They have not decided. They're going to put a nondescript job post out because they don't want to be influenced by the leaders, the four leaders, or the governor's office in who they hire. At least that's what they say. They did say that they would prefer us, obviously, to pay the $780.71. However, they did say, given the fact that this is a mid-budget year, that we could opt out if we wanted to of the large county board caucus for this year and then revisit that come budget time. But based on the board of directors of this association, there would be four votes from Cook County, Sims, Arroyo, Silverstein, and Boykin, and three votes from the Collars, Lawler, Healy, and Lawler of Lake County, Healy of DuPage, and Hart of Will, and then four votes from downstate, Zimmerman of Tazewell, Parrish of Cass, Meyer of Washington, and Crawley of Winnebago.
So 11 board members.
11 board members. They're roughly broken out proportionate to where Cook has roughly 40% of the state population. They have four board members. Collar counties have a little more than 30% of the, a little less than 30% of the population. They have three board members. Downstate covers the rest. And is it perfect? No. I don't know why Cook and the Collars wouldn't join UCCI or the Illinois Association of County Board Members. And quite frankly, I understand the reasoning. I just don't agree with their reasoning. Their reasoning being is they're afraid that the downstate will run roughshod over Cook and the Collars, and Cook and the Collars, being the majority of the state population, should have a higher weighted vote. They do not like the one county, one vote that is present in the United Counties Council and the Illinois Association of County Board Members and Commissioners. The Illinois Association of County Board Members and Commissioners is not going to be associated with this new association. They've chosen not to. UCCI will be associating themselves with this and helping with the large county caucus and the rural action caucus. My understanding is that the Illinois administrators are also going to be participating along with IACO, with the auditors, treasurers, and I believe the clerk, the circuit clerks, the clerk, recorders, and assessors, I believe also will be participating. I don't know about the sheriffs or the state's attorneys.
If this works how they're talking, we might want to consider the rural caucus as well at some point, given
We would.
Our demographics.
We would not be able to join as a full voting member because our population is over 100,000.
Oh,
that is the arbitrary number they put in their bylaws.
Mrs. Gilmore.
Well, I think Matt brings up a lot of good points. Personally, I don't know a lot about this other than when Mr. Healy came in. It was all news to me. I think it's a lot of money, and it seems like we don't even really know what they're going to do for us. At least I'm not getting that information. I'm going to vote no on this.
Yeah, and I mean the big thing is to have a lobbying presence in Springfield for counties. And I mean that's really what the end goal here is. And you know I've seen it in our CMAP county chair meetings when you get the county chairs of the Northeast, you know, together on something, you can really have a big impact and really slow things down or change directions or whatever the case is. So if this goes the way it should, then that'll give us a good.
Could I ask one more question? Yeah. This is a new organization, is
right.
that correct?
Yes.
So wouldn't it be better just to wait and see how this goes before we jump in at this amount of money?
Mr. Purcell?
And Judy, that's a very fair question. The 2868 and the 988. Well, I guess all of it, the 4,015. None of these, according to what Mr. Prochaska is telling us, none of these actually give us a vote on the board of one of the 11. We would just be equal amongst the caucus members of each of the organizations or sub-organizations. So, for example, the Collier counties, how many are there? Seven? Eight?
Seven.
Seven. So if we participated in the Collier County caucus, we'd have one of seven voices to give direction to those voting members. That to me makes sense.
Yeah.
The 988 for the General Illinois State Association counties dues, okay, that's just part of being a member. But the large county, there's what, 20, I think, Matt, is what you were telling us?
Roughly 20.
So we'd be 5% versus 16.6% of where it comes out to 14%. That's where I'm thinking to myself, for less money, you have more input on three votes. Then why join the bigger one and have less say, you know, for more money? That's just the way I look at it.
Is that a motion?
Yeah, I would make the motion that we amend this to approve the expenditure of the monies of the $2,868 for the Cook and Collier Counties Caucus and the $988 for the General Illinois State Association of Counties dues. And
second.
You know, with all that work, and I understand Judy's concern, but you know, we just freed up $2,500 that we voted to spend that we never sent a check. Thank God we never sent a check. So if that was Debbie or Jill, thank you.
They never sent an invoice.
Oh, well, thank you. Thank you for not approving what they didn't send.
So there's the motion to amend by Purcell, seconded by Kellogg. And you know, and I think that's a reasonable way to look at it, especially with the, as you mentioned, as Ms. Hendricks mentioned, we don't want to miss the plane, and I think that's a very real possibility if we don't at least get into the Collier County caucus. So, roll call on the motion.
The amendment.
Amendment.
Right.
Yeah.
Yes.
Mr. Kellogg.
Yes.
Mr. Prochaska.
Aye.
Mr. Purcell?
Aye.
Ms. Kulik?
Yes.
Mr. Davidson?
Yes.
Ms. Flowers?
Aye.
Ms. Gilmore?
No.
Mr. Greider?
Yes.
Ms. Hendricks?
Yes.
8-1.
8-1, the amendment to amend the motion. Now, roll call on the motion, which is, as Mr. Purcell outlined, and removes the $4,015 for the large county board caucus. Roll call. Got it.
So
all right, so now the motion is approval of the expenditure of expenses not to exceed $2,868 plus
$3,856,
I think. $3,856? Correctly. And that was Purcell and Kellogg?
Yeah.
$3,856?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Does that include the 988?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Mr. Prochaska?
Aye.
Mr. Purcell?
Aye.
Ms. Kulick?
Yes.
Mr. Davidson?
Yes.
Ms. Flowers?
Aye.
Ms. Gilmore?
No.
Mr. Grader?
Yes.
Ms. Hendricks?
Yes.
Mr. Kellogg?
Yes.
Great. 8-1. The motion carries. Thank you. Law, Justice, and Legislation.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to make a motion for approval of a resolution declaring opposition of HB 4581, the amendment of the Juvenile Court Act of 1987.
Second. Motion by Prochaska, seconded by Davidson. Any discussion?
Is this even up in the air anymore since the session's passed?
It is not being considered currently this session. It did not pass both chambers, but it still could be on tap for veto.
Oh, they could still take it up?
They can still take it up. This bill deals with increasing the age of a juvenile that has committed a misdemeanor eventually to the age of 21 years old. This had probably the most debate of any resolution at the LJL committee that we've ever had. In opposition was the Illinois State's Attorneys Association, the Illinois Sheriff's Association, the Illinois Probation and Court Services Association, UCCI, and the Illinois Association of County Board Members and Commissioners. Supporting raising the age to 21 was Cook County, the Illinois Association of Public Defenders, the Illinois State Bar, and the Illinois PTA, among others. And no position was the Illinois Department of Juvenile Justice. Main concern from the United Counties Council of Illinois was that this could be a further unfunded mandate from Springfield to us because we would have to treat a buddy that is a delinquent minor that we are required to house in juvenile housing segregated from our current prisoners, which would mean we'd have to send them up to Kane County. In addition, this bill would require that these folks, them being in a juvenile facility, could potentially also endanger younger juveniles because you're having 18 to 20 year olds in a juvenile facility with 14, 15, 16 year olds.
Thank you. Ms. Hendricks.
So the monetary costs are significant. I'm torn on this one myself. The monetary costs are, what was it, in excess of $500,000 a year projected?
If
Mr. Prochaska.
That is true. We are projecting in excess of $500,000 a year if the judge still sentenced these juveniles at this point to the same day-to-day to the same way sentenced from as 18 to 21 year olds in the adult system.
But on the flip side of that, as the public defender was quick to note, the outcomes for people who pass through this process are much, much better. Their lifelong outcomes tend to be better because it's not impacting their ability to find work because we don't have the same conviction on their record and whatnot. So it's a very difficult decision.
Mr. Purcell.
And I can't say this factually, but I've heard others who have more knowledge of this than I do. That suggests maybe that $500,000 number is an exaggerated number.
Mr. Prochaska.
I can't speak to if that is an exaggerated number or not. That was the numbers I was roughly provided. But I will say, in answer to one of Member Hendricks's previous concern brought up in committee, was that this should be part of an overall comprehensive discussion on when the age of majority is. That being said, one of the sponsors that is calling for this bill to increase the juvenile age to 21 for delinquent minors is also pushing to lower the age of voting to 16. So,
didn't they just raise it for e-cigarettes?
And they did raise it to e-cigarettes to 21. Yes.
Did the governor sign that?
That is not yet been signed by the governor.
Okay. So it's a conundrum.
It is a conundrum. You still go to war at 18, though.
Exactly.
Anyway, any other discussion on this, Mrs. Hendricks?
Wait, just...
Sure.
I'd like to make a motion to table this item.
I'll second it.
Motion by Hendricks, seconded by Purcell to table. To a date or just indefinite?
Indefinitely.
Roll call.
This is on the motion to table?
Yeah.
Thank you.
Mr. Purcell?
Yes.
Ms. Kulik?
No.
Mr. Davidson?
No.
Ms. Flowers?
Yes.
Ms. Gilmore?
No.
Mr. Greider?
No.
Ms. Hendricks?
Yes.
Mr. Kellogg?
No.
Mr. Prochaska?
No.
Three ayes, one, two, three, four, five, six.
All right, the motion to table fails, 6-3, or 3-6.
You don't have ties in a 9-member board.
Right. It's true. Is that a motion? Is that a motion, Mr. Purcell?
Call a question.
All right, roll call on the motion.
Ms. Kulik?
Yes.
Mr. Davidson?
Yes.
Ms. Flowers?
No.
Ms. Gilmore?
Yes.
Mr. Greider?
Yes.
Ms. Hendricks?
No.
Mr. Kellogg?
Yes.
Mr. Prochaska?
Yes.
Mr. Purcell?
Aye.
So a nigh?
Is that aye or no?
Aye.
Yes. At least a nigh.
Bill Nye.
Yeah. The resolution carries 7-2.
Nine.
Health and Environment, Ms. Gilmore.
999. That's what it was.
99. Oh, yeah. What movie?
Health and Environment met on Monday, May 21st. We heard from the health department. They had a discussion about animal rabies testing for 2018. Dr. Tokars also told us about the Community Action Services Scholarship Program, which I was not aware that the health department gave scholarships, but they do.
They do?
They do.
How did?
Yay!
What fund does that come out of?
You know, I don't know. They budget it, I guess.
No.
They've been doing it since 1984, or 1983, excuse me. Also, I want to just let the board know that it was the last day for Jenny Wald. She is the Kendall County Soil and Water District Ag in the Classroom teacher, and she's moving on. She's going back into the classroom, and so they are going to hire a new person.
It's going to be real ag in the classroom.
Yeah.
When she gets back in there, right?
Yeah.
She does a good job.
They do, yeah, she does a great job.
And I also want to say that we are meeting at 8:30 in the morning now for our summer hours.
Oh, okay.
June, July, August.
Oh, starting when?
This month.
Next week, is it?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, God, I'm going to write that down.
Yes.
May I have a motion to approve the standing committee minutes?
So moved.
Motion by Hendricks.
Second.
Seconded by Flowers. All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
Aye.
Thank you. Special committee reports, KenCom. Executive Board.
Yeah. KenCom Executive Board met May 24th. It was the annual meeting of the combined Executive Board and the Operations Board. They meet every year at a restaurant, so we met at the Blackstone Bar and Grill. They gave their 2017 annual report, and I do have it if anybody's interested in looking at it. They had staff reports talking about the different training that the different employees have attended recently. KenCom has a new web address that will link directly back to KenCom's web page for the Kendall County website. They gave two awards to two members of the committee, Dan Myers from Montgomery Fire and Mike Hintzman from Bristol Kendall. Both of them are longtime members who have retired. They had a successful technology security audit from the Illinois State Police, and the new CAD work is on schedule.
Thank you. Housing Authority, or any questions for Judy on that? Housing Authority, Mr. Prochaska?
Mr. Chairman, the Housing Authority met on May 18th. At that meeting, we handled expenditures and changes to the admin plan.
Any questions on this? Historic Preservation, Ms. Flowers?
We had met. We discussed our ordinance. We're still working on getting that clarified and cleared up. And then we will also be at Prairie Fest this on the 16th. So.
Oh, great.
Yeah.
We'll be out there all day.
Join us. We'll be back, so.
I'll come by for a bit.
Mm-hmm. Got a beer booth?
No.
All right, Chairman's report. May I have a motion to approve the appointments as written on our agenda?
With the exception
of Dr. Kavanaugh.
That's That's what I said.
Second.
Motion by Kellogg, seconded by Hendricks. Any discussion? All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Thank you. I have a couple of announcements that I wanted to make. One, I don't know if everyone got this or if it was just on my desk, but we have the Wamatsi Community College Manufacturing and Logistics Career Fair, Wednesday, June 13th from 9 to 11 at the Plano campus on Route 34. And it's going to be featuring employers with jobs in manufacturing and logistics, especially important this year with the closure of Caterpillar impending. So employers and job seekers can register at WabonsiJobFairs.com. Questions, there's a number and email address that are here. I can give you if anybody does have questions on that. It's a collaborative effort sponsored by the area EDCs, the Illinois Department of Employment Security, and the Kendall Health Department, as well as Wabonsi. As well. They're included in this are XPO Logistics, DRF Trusted Property Solutions, Plano Synergy, and Aurora Packaging. So that is coming up on June 13th, again, Wednesday from 9 to 11. I've talked to several of you, if not all of you, about the July 3rd is our next scheduled county board meeting. I'm not planning on calling it because most July 3rd and most of us have plans or are out of town. However, if there is some need that we need to get together, we can always call a special meeting either, I don't know, later in the week is gonna be hard because it's right in the middle, but the following week we have our full committee schedule, so we can always sneak something in if necessary, unless there is a loud objection that I'm to hear right now to that. Remember, Hendricks, you can be here at 6 p.m. July 3rd. Yeah. We're moving right along here.
Ms. Kreider, along Ms. that Gilmore. Same line, we'll also cancel the Forest Reserve District meeting on that same day as well.
Good.
We're still having the regular one in June, right?
Stink.
Yes. Yeah. June 19th.
Okay.
Yeah.
Then we have the Forest
Reserve. We're still meeting then. We still have the regular. Everything else is on schedule. And
just that.
Yeah.
That would be funny.
That'll be the only change.
Great plan, Chairman.
Good. Thank you. Appreciate that. Glad to hear that. Discussion of CMAP 2050 funding plan. I wanted to bring this up, and it I don't know that it's premature. Scott and I had a disagreement as to whether it was premature or not to talk about it today, and we put it on here anyway. Yeah, so Scott decided to put it on here. You can decide which one, huh? And
are you talking about yourself, Scott?
I don't know. Am I? Scott.
Well, Scott.
The thing that I wanted to throw out that is stuck in my craw a little bit, and most of the people that I've discussed this with are not super happy about, is there obviously has to be a way to fund improvements, road and bridges and everything else, transportation-wise in the state. The days of the earmark, dropping in our lap like they used to are over, at least in the near future. And so we do have to look at ways to improving what is often a crumbling infrastructure. We're pretty fortunate in Kendall County to have our transportation sales tax and frankly to have Fran over there, I think, with his plan. But what they are suggesting in funding this, and you guys, some of you may remember Illinois First was, 25 years ago now, when George Ryan was the governor, they raised license plate fees, and were able to pay for a lot of that, through that program. There has been some discussion of that at CMAP meetings, but what they're really pushing is this VMT, the
vehicle mileage tax.
And so they would tax you for every mile that you drove or drive. And the problem is that this hits all of us outside of Cook County disproportionately. And with Kendall County in particular, we have 2/3 of our workforce leaving the county every day. They're driving to get places. And if you're driving down Eldemain Road, 6 miles, versus driving in the city of Chicago 6 miles, you are having a much greater impact, in my opinion, on the road in Chicago, where you're sitting in traffic and you've got the emissions kicking up, and that's kind of like going from Wrigley Field to Comiskey Park. You know, you can get there.
Non-Bush.
Yeah. So I'm adamantly opposed to it. And kind of wanted to just get everybody's, you know, thoughts, because I have the CMAP County Chair meeting on Thursday this week, and this is going to be a topic of discussion. So I plan on telling them that I'm not in favor of it, and I think that the board is, at least a few of you, I haven't talked to all of you about it, but I mentioned it to John, I know, and a couple of others about it. I don't know how you feel, but I'd like to tell them that the board is, you know, also expressed some reservations on this.
Whose idea was it?
Well, it's...
Somebody who doesn't drive.
The group we just joined.
Yeah.
I voted no on that.
Yeah.
And second thought, we can still have a motion to reconsider. there are a number of planning agencies that are involved that are putting this together. And one of the groups that we're part of is the Kane Kendall Council of Mayors. And is that where Tom is out of, Tom Rickard?
Yeah.
And he often represents us, and he does a great job. He's a very, very, done a great job for Kendall County. I think generally he's represented our interest well over the years. He's a Kane County employee, and, you know, I don't know the history on how he ended up being our, you know, kind of a rep, but he is. And until I raised it with him, he was part of the group pushing for this. And I said, Kane County is probably in the same, if not even more so, you know, because they have a much larger population. They have the exact same issues. And, you know, McHenry's going to have that same issue, and Lake is going to have this. You know, all of us are going to have this issue the farther out you get, you know, especially. And, you know, it doesn't seem right. And, again, it's somebody, the person that I first heard present it definitely rides the, you know, CTA train to work every day. And,
literally, you know, and figuratively?
Yeah, literally and figuratively. So it definitely hurts us, and I don't think it's really a sound way to fund it. That said, there's going to have to be some way to do it sooner or later, and I understand that, but I think it just needs more discussion. So what they want, and what was suggested to me, and we can talk more about the rest of it later, this is just food for thought, is that we vote for this and the plan, and then they would put some kind of language in the draft here saying that there is strong opposition to the VMT, but they kind of don't want to go back to the drawing board is what was said to me. Now,
they want to have it.
Right, exactly. And so that's why I'm inclined to vote no when it comes up at the MPO committee if it does. So we can't, I know it's not on the agenda to take an official action or anything, but it was something that I just wanted to bring up to everybody that is being discussed and will have an impact on us if it goes through, a tremendous impact. Ms. Hendricks.
So anybody who owns a service business, so is UPS paying this tax?
Oh, yeah.
And FedEx?
All the trucking companies.
And my local HVAC company?
Yeah.
And the guy who comes to do my lawn or roof or the carpenters and all of those people.
Right.
Businesses, sole proprietors, LLCs, everybody.
Correct.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah. Mr. Prochaska.
I know this group sometimes does put out a joint letter or a joint statement with, done nicely with all the county seals on top and all the county chairmen sign it. I would strongly encourage, if this is that's how they intend to submit it, that you ask that Kendall County seal be removed from that letterhead, and that I would also kindly ask that you do not sign it.
Perhaps I'll suggest that we issue a joint letter in opposition to it.
I would support that 100%.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Good.
All right. So that's the chair meeting is this week, and then I think MPO is coming up soon as well. I don't remember the date on that. But
so you're definitely going to voice your opposition from this group.
Absolutely.
Not only do you raise valid concerns, excuse me, my bigger concern is an overreaching, overbearing, intrusive government tracking me everywhere I go. Are you kidding me? That is just big government at its best, or worst, however you want to look at it. Absolutely, I would never support that.
And taking people's word for it is irresponsible. Either way, it's not good.
Right, and that is, you know, they keep telling me, because I've raised both of those points, you know, in conversations, and they've said that, well, there's an unintrusive way to do that, and I don't know that there is, you know. Right, it is, exactly. Somebody's going to be reviewing it, too, so it's going to, you know, it takes even more. Yeah, you don't have to pay for the guy that's watching your mileage. So.
Yeah.
And one thing that I do want to throw out on the other side is the Secretary of Transportation at one of these meetings, he suggested that it be more in line with the license plate fees and maybe a graduated fee schedule. So if you have a larger vehicle, maybe it would be a little bit more than if you're driving something that's a smaller, more economical, economical. I don't know where that went, but I haven't heard any more about it. The VMT, it was the big thing though that stuck out. So yeah, I'll mention both of those things.
Just a way to track us.
Needed.
Do you have a cell phone?
For executive session.
Do you have a cell phone?
I do.
No. Other business?
My choice.
Citizens to be heard?
Mr. Chairman.
Oh, Mr. Davidson.
June 22nd, Friday.
Why is that?
We're holding our 11th annual dinner for veterans out at the Kendall County Fairgrounds. And first, we'd like to invite everybody to attend. It's a meal for the veterans and a fundraiser. The last 7-8 years, we've donated somewhere in the neighborhood of $40,000 to the veterans for emergency service. So if you know anybody that would like to help sponsor, our sponsorship's down, and don't know why, but again, it's probably my fault because we're too busy doing governmental things and not doing what I should do. But if you'd like to put an invite out to everybody, and if you know a veteran, please talk to them and remind them to come and get a free meal. And there's not many World War II people left. You know, it's just, it's amazing. In the last 10 years, how fast they've gone out from our sight. So anyway, that's all I have, thank you.
What's the cost on that?
$30 a meal.
And what about the sponsorships?
The sponsorships are, you can buy a table for $1,000, that'd be 8 veterans being served. It's $500 and $250, and again, the $30. You buy yourself a meal, a veteran gets a meal for the $30.
Okay, and what's the time?
Four o'clock till 7.
Okay, so 4 to 7, Kendall County Fairgrounds, $30. Vets are free.
Vets are free.
June 22nd.
Thank you for bringing that up. Citizens to be heard. Let the record show there's no one. Questions from the press?
No citizens tonight?
No questions, sir.
Thank you.
Motion to adjourn.
I have a motion to adjourn by Flowers.
Second.
Seconded by Prochaska. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
Yes.
Adjourn. Oh, 8-1.
I call for a roll.
I'm just